That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Excuse me, I was just having a drink of water. Good evening, I'm glad you're here. And we're going to talk about a lot of things tonight. The upcoming biggest event of the year. But before I get started, I want to remind everybody that next Sunday night, I want all of you to call in with your questions. It's the second Sunday night of the month. And that has been dedicated to answering your questions. So we'll have a lot of fun next week. In the meantime, tonight we'll talk about the upcoming new moon in Leo on August 16th and the Lionsgate portal, which comes on Tuesday. But the energy is present now. This comes from ancient Egypt and is when our spiritual sun, Cyrus, and the Orion belt come into alignment, and they come into alignment over the Great Pyramid in Egypt. In ancient Egypt, this was the time of the River Nile, and it rose. And it was very meaningful then because it brought fertility, it brought water for the crops, and it brought abundance. It represented new life coming back to the people. And this event has always been welcomed and celebrated. And believe me, we have new life coming back to the planet Earth. In a spiritual sense, the Lion Gate opens a gateway to the galactic energy. It opens the portal to higher consciousness and greater spiritual awakening. Most of you light workers can already feel this energy, and it's been much discussed on social media. Really take the time to meditate and take in the energy on Tuesday. It will come in very strong both this year and next year. It is a peak energy like the equinox and the solstice and a clear portal to higher consciousness. This will give us a leap and a jump into our consciousness and give us a very different perspective about our reality. August is unusual this year because it has three lunations: the Aquarius full moon on August 1st, the Leo new moon on August 16th, and the Pisces full moon, which is known as the blue moon, on August 31st. It's very interesting that just a few days before the August 1st full supermoon in Aquarius, which was very much connected to the galactics and to aviation, we had a lot of UFOs disclosure in the U.S. We had a series of U.S. congressional hearings about these disclosures, which is very exciting. We know that we are star children and that we are made of stardust. We came in from the greater galaxy, and we are beginning to step back into our galactic citizenry. Citizenry, I'm trying to say that word. This news will be coming out more and more. As you may know, there are many people to channel galactic beings. It's where the Palladians or the Arcturians are coming from, and they come through with a great deal of love for us. As I understand it, the evolution that the Earth is going through is key, a crucial part of evolution of the greater galaxy. This is why the galactic beings have an interest as to where we are as a humanity. They are supporting our evolution, which is wonderful. And from many, we can feel that love coming through. The channelings have been incredible, and they've been going on for a lot of years. One of the biggest life-changing events is going on right now. And I am shocked that the entire world is not embracing it and talking about it. What I said in my January predictions was that there would be some huge happenings in the summer months that would change the world forever, and that 2023 and 2024 would be the year of proof that ETs were real and that they exist. Do you realize that they've had hearings in Washington, D.C., where they have admitted that alien life exists, and they have the bodies of some of them? They admitted that they have known about this since the 1930s. The Roswell incident was a big cover-up. People of authority and knowledge have come forth and said, this is real. Pilots, people in aerodynamics, have said the ships that they have been tracking are doing things that are impossible for us humans. I worked in aviation for a long time. That was my life work. And I heard constant stories when I was at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. We can't understand what the aliens are doing. Their rate of speed. They go into the oceans and then come back out again. They are prevalent in South America, in the Middle East, in our desert areas in the U.S. and parts of Europe. All of this activity has been tracked. This information is coming from our top scientists and is not a conspiracy theory anymore. This is happening, and it's happening now. But what is our world concerned with? All the other junk, politics, politicians, who's done what to whom, who's corrupt, who's illegal, abuse of power, financial upsets. That's what these people are focused on. Or something like the Barbie movie. This is what our media is bringing to our world. No one is recognizing the biggest discovery, its proof, and that it's come out. We have the facts. You may say, well, I already knew that. We have aliens. We have more than one craft that has crashed here. And I have given you proof with my astrology reports. The opening of the galaxy. The arc that formed in March. The new spiritual chakras, and many good astrologers have written about this. When Roswell happened in New Mexico, the astrology showed it. Now, once again, the moon will be in that same position, and Saturn will be crossing over it two more times in the next 3 months. The alien proof is here and will be glowing all through this time period. The physical proof is here and the time period as well. It's all part of our ascension, our transformation, and the future of humanity. They're here now. It's all coming out. The facts are unveiled, and no one is even talking about it. I always thought that when this news came out, and many people have given us the proof, not just one, that we all would realize how life-changing this is. The news media doesn't want to put it out there because they're worried that the public will react in a crazy way. They instead focus on the dumbest, most ignorant things. Well, this is amazing. Back to the astrology. Yes. Now it's time that this all is coming out. It's destiny, it's plan, and it's time. The facts, the truth, alien life. What Coast to Coast has been talking about for years. Alien life here on planet Earth. Glorious. What can we learn from them? They have never proven to be aggressive. We need to open our minds. There has to be a connection. We do have the proof of the people that have seen them, both aircraft and the aliens. They have tracked the ships and their speed. So many people that work in the aviation industry and scientists as well. Well, Elise, the cat's out of the bag. It's all here now, with Pluto moving into Aquarius. Can you imagine all that we will be learning in the next 20 years with Saturn moving across the U.S. moon? That's the timing. Aquarius deals with the heavens, astrology, astronomy. It's the sky watcher. These transits of Saturn and Pluto have brought the reality and the truth. Everything is out in the open. We have aliens on this planet. This fantastic truth, this information does change the world forever. It's out, it's here, we know it, and it's fabulous. We're going to take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back right after the message. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of August 7th through August 13th, 2023. This week, it's best not to externalize your desire to control. Avoid seeking validation about your projects from others. Better to tap into your own feelings of self-worth and let your inner compass be your guide. The early part of the week is filled with a lot of contradictory energy. It's best to focus on working on projects independently on Monday, August 7th. The Sun and Jupiter square, and the Moon simultaneously reaches the lunar node, thus also squaring Pluto. If you want to realize something important, do not hesitate to execute it now. You can make excellent progress. Tuesday, ingenuity, creativity, and innovation are off the charts. Avoid seeking approval from higher-ups, as they may ignore your efforts just to feel their own importance and control. Keep your ideas to yourself until you can perfect them. On Wednesday, August 9th, hold off on relationship conversation in the morning. Relationship planet Venus makes a challenge to rebellious Uranus early in the morning in the USA time zones. By late afternoon into early evening, communications planet Mercury makes a harmonious trine to generous Jupiter. This is much better for conversations as the day goes on. Venus is square to Uranus during these days, exact on Wednesday the 9th. Mercury trines Jupiter on the 10th. And Leo's Sun conjuncts Venus on August 13th. These are exciting, energetic days that you can use creatively. The mind is popping, making this a perfect time for working with your visionary ideas and interesting conversations. Enjoy the magic of this time, but be aware that the fruits will probably not be harvested until later in the year, as Venus is still retrograde until early September. With Venus retrograde squaring Uranus, accidents and upsetting unwanted results could occur with undergoing non-essential beauty treatments or any plastic surgery. Best to postpone these appointments until mid-September, after the 15th, when Mercury turns direct. On Thursday, it may be difficult to find any people who have your back. Luckily, you may not need their support as your self-confidence gets a boost. The annual Perseids meteor shower could be spectacular this year and is best seen after midnight or before 7 a.m. It peaks on August 11th and August 12th. The energies turn completely positive in time for the weekend. The moon is in nurturing Cancer from Friday, August 11th through Sunday, making it a nice time for a home and family weekend. Saturday is the perfect day to handle chores, while Sunday is a five-star day for socializing, having fun, dating, and catching up with loved ones. On Sunday, the 13th, Venus changes from being an evening star to a morning star. Some ancient cultures consider Venus to have more of a warrior interpretation when she is the morning star. They even held off going into until that shift occurred. Where do you need to go into battle or to put your energy into relationship and finances? As the sun conjoins Venus in Leo, pamper yourself and celebrate your inner light. Sunday is one of the best date nights of the month.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. So we're talking about extraterrestrials. We're talking about space and the galactic center. Everything that's happening is fabulous. The astrology also deals with 100 healers, another thing that you will see over a period of time. Not only alien life that's here, but cures for diseases. People may not reveal where their sources come from, but you will find that there will be some amazing cures coming forth for many diseases. The way we look at medicine and healing will go through a major shift and change in 2024, which will be ongoing and positive. This information gives us the ability to heal and, most of all, to live longer. Isn't it great that all this is happening in our lifetime? It's all here now. We are going to see all kinds of discoveries about space, especially with the new telescope. And we will, of course, give us a quantum leap, the ability to jump in our awareness, to expand our healing. Humanity is coming to a more evolved, scientific, and spiritual transformation. All this is because of timing, because of the Saturn and Pluto transits. This energy also deals with many other things, like what's happening in governments, and that's changing. World leaders and countries are changing. But I find, most of all, that proof of alien life is here, and it's so exciting. There are many, many wonderful things to come with the knowledge that they have to offer us. So get ready, everyone, because we are going to move forward at tip-top speed. Not just the elite, uppity-up, top-down, but everyone.
Now, there's a lot to talk about tonight, and I will give you as much as I can. As always, a new moon gives you the incentive to set a new intention in the area of life where it falls in your chart. Write a mantra, an affirmation, at every new moon to help you manifest that which you desire. See where 23 degrees of Leo falls in your chart. The sun and the moon are in Leo, and we have six planets in fixed signs and five planets in fire signs. It's very hot, dynamic chart right now. On one hand, five planets in fixed signs makes us very determined, very tenacious, and we won't give in. However, with Uranus and Taurus, we are really bringing in some very different belief systems, some very different thinking about what we may have accepted as truth or possibly what we believed in the past. It's all shifting. With so many planets and fire signs, we will continue with this intense heat on the northern hemisphere, at least through the equinox, the end of September. Leo is a sign that's linked to confidence, creative vitality, a love life, and exuberance. Natural leadership and being a hero in your own life. Leo always wants to have the center of attention. Being a leader in your own life, Leo wants to shine and to help others around them shine. When you shine your light, that's exactly what you're doing. You're affecting and motivating other people to do the same thing. Leo is a sign most linked to sovereignty and really encourages us to step into our power in a big way. That's what's going on. Also, there's a T-square between Pluto and the nodes. And that's what all this energy is about, this change that we're going through. The energy is around our choices, either fear victim versus co-creation. Leo is definitely the sign of sovereignty. We are in a higher octave of Neptune, which is our psychic sensitivity and unconditional love, and our connection to Source and the higher energies. What is really beautiful is that the psychic connection to Neptune takes us to real psychic connection with the oneness of our existence and the magic of being alive. Wow! And the sacredness of our interconnection to all living being in all the worlds, to nature and to the earth, as well as the huge universe. This is what we're going to begin to really discover or rediscover as we move forward into the new earth consciousness, which is here already. Let me point out some information with this new moon. The black moon, known as Lilith, is connected to this new moon. I'm not going to go into those technicalities, but I have mentioned her before. Her symbol is wild, instinctive, feminine, and very much divine feminine energy, like Kali. Exactly. And totally uncompromising, and strongly stands for freedom and justice. This energy is conjunct the new moon, and with that Uranus, the planet that very much represents individuality, speaking your truth. And that's exactly square to this new moon. This reinforces the theme of standing in your authenticity, and to be the real you. The real you, Uranus, transits always highlight what we have outgrown, as well as the area that we are ready to step into. So, what have you outgrown? And what area are you ready to step into? My Leo is in my eighth house, opposite Aquarius in my second house. So that's finances, other people's money, beliefs, beauty. Venus is a lot. And my test has been budgeting. And I find it absolutely fascinating that I am stepping out of not being able to, because I was never taught how, and being encouraged to set a budget and to set up my life to be productive, ambitious, and bring in abundance and know how to take care of it. What have you outgrown? What are you ready to step into? This encourages us to step into Leo energy, to be brave, to be courageous, and really be authentic, to be different, even if it runs up against the collective thoughts that you have been a part of in the past. This is the time to step forward, to step out, but to do this with love. Venus is love, Venus and Leo especially. And it's conjunct the sun right now, and it will support you in these efforts. This Leo energy, conjunct the black moon, is rebellious and revolutionary energy. It's all being pulled apart. What you thought and believed last week will be different than what you think and believe next week. It's also very interesting that this energy conjuncts both India and Pakistan, especially Pakistan, which has seen huge pushback and protest by the people against what they perceive to be an overpowerful government. Very interesting. We will see what happens with India and Pakistan at this new moon. With all of these aspects we have a strong new moon theme. Every new moon has a theme. It's the theme is whatever it falls in your chart. It's directing us. Yes, this is your future collective destiny. This is your path for soul growth and for the collective soul growth. This is what the world needs to be expressing at this time for the collective. All of this exact between mid-September and mid-October. That's when you're going to see huge changes. After the first October eclipse, the energy is going to get stronger between now and the first October eclipse. Uranus is all, as always, is linked to earthquakes with two full super moons this month. That raises the potential of seismic activity. Earthquakes of all kinds. Literal, political, financial, volcanoes, shocks, surprises, revelations. It's about the truth coming to light. The galactics, aviation, power grids, cyber attacks, that kind of thing. Uranus must be particularly strong, not only at this new moon, but where it's exactly square, on the 29th of August. And everyone will feel it because it turns stationary retrograde then, which makes its symbolism magnified. We will be having a lot of Uranian energy at the end of the month, which runs right into the Pisces super full moon on the 31st. This moon has a stronger pull on the tectonic plates. With Neptune there, I think we will have seismic activity, extreme weather events, right into our USA Labor Day weekend. So be careful. Galactic disclosure will be happening as well. It's absolutely the right time for this to happen. Pluto moves into Aquarius in late 2024 for 20 years, and we will be seeing a lot of galactic contact galactic news coming out. More and more of us stepping into that remembrance. That's where we came from, which will be wonderful and exciting. You could even tap very strongly into your own past lives. This is such a unique, revolutionary opportunity. Right now, in this time, we are in the crucible of change. It's not next week, next month, next year, or tomorrow. We're right in it, right now, right this second. Don't miss it. Uranus, both now and later in the month, especially because it's in Taurus, has to deal with unstable geomagnetics. We've had a lot of that. Great solar flares, which I have mentioned to you, and you can follow this easily on spaceweather.com. It's all supposed to peak in late 2023 or early 2024. If you follow the numbers of the solar storms, solar flares, they are remarkably multiplied from the beginning of this generation, the 2020s. And there's a lot of instability around these geomagnetics that affects humanity's evolution. And although it's been disruptive and destabilizing because we have assimilated these new energies so quickly, and that's difficult to do. It makes people a little scattered, a little confused. But we have to assimilate these new energies. Nevertheless, these are the key ingredients, the new information from the far galaxies for our evolution. Isn't it great? I love it. So we're going to take a break at the half hour. And the song you should listen to. It was written in the 70s by Karen Carpenter. I think it's amazing. I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality Beacon of Light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now on our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth, and we'd like to
observing your Earth, and one
interplanetary, quite extraordinary craft.
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft back in the 70s. Isn't that wonderful? I love that song. So there are other things to talk about that are happening in the next couple of weeks. Jupiter is going to trine Mercury, and that's a lovely aspect for the big ideas that need detail. Jupiter expands the mind, but the Virgo side wants to make us precise in getting the details right on any project we're working on. And this can be very helpful because the mind is activated here. Mars conjunct Mercury, particularly good if you're working on anything that brings practical service to others, which is what Virgo is very much related to: health, nutrition, good diet, good food. And then we're having an Earth grand trine. We have Uranus in Taurus, Mars in Virgo, and Pluto in Capricorn. The Jupiter-Pluto trine happens 5 times between 2026 and 2028, which is very, very fortunate for us. It brings creative blossoming and a lot of innovation. So there's lots to go to look forward to, a lot, after we get through next year. That's going to be a little tough. But we're getting there. Pluto also trines Mercury and Mars, bringing a nice equilateral triangle. And this grand trine is about really starting to build a new structure for the new Earth. Uranus in Taurus is a good symbol for the new Earth for all of us. These can be physical structures because they're all Earth signs. Or they could be related to forms of agriculture, food growing, or systems in some way. Mercury likes to get everything categorized and running like clockwork, like library files. And this is also very related to our health. We have new ideas coming around housing. They're talking about round houses with 3-ply windows to protect against the weather outside. That's interesting. Also, new ideas about food stuff, but I promise you, it's not eating insects. It's things that may help our digestion. We're going to find new herbs, new growth that are going to be helpful to this transition that we're all going through. Also, building physical structures. Mars is widely being opposed by Neptune. Mars is our goal setting, our focus, and when it's in a hard aspect to Neptune, it can be dissolved. We can lose focus. It just disappears. We lose our goal. We lose energy and enthusiasm for the projects that we're on. However, this is excellent for any type of spiritual action, literal, like yoga, tai chi, Qigong, that type of physical activity. But it can also be physical action, service, food banks, soup kitchens, mother's kitchen, practical service to others, and helping people with feeding. Now, I want to talk about Leo energy and the importance of a heart. This is so important. We are birthing a new earth from our hearts rather than our heads because we're birthing it from love. This is a very impressive institute in the USA called the Heart Math Institute. It's in Boulder Creek, California. The Heart Math Institute. Online, you can just, it's all one word, heart. Math, M-A-T-H, Institute. And they do a lot of work with the physicality of the heart along with the spiritual aspect of the heart. And they are testing the heart's electrical field. We're all electrical, remember? This work is so interesting. Uranus represents electricity. And now we square the new moon in Leo and the heart. Leo rules the heart. The heart is 60 times greater in amplitude than that of the brain. So the heart sends out more information to the brain than the brain does to the heart. We imprint or affect others with a field in the heart. When we are in a coherent emotion, like love, joy, peace, gratitude, compassion, those harmonious, coherent emotions. There is a strength, a consistency, a regularity to the energy, a feeling of warmth, a feeling of trust. When the heart, mind, and emotions are in energetic alignment and cooperation, it's in a state that builds resilience. It builds healing. It builds psychological and physiological resilience. This allows you to better face the challenges in life. And who isn't having challenges right now? We all are. the bottom line, what's really important to know tonight? It's important that we are aware of what's going on in the world. We are aware of the really terrible things that are going on in this world. The war, the death, the disease, the poverty. It's horrendous. And I have never, ever suggested spiritual bypassing and not to be aware. I'm saying be aware, but don't negatively engage your emotions with fear, panic, anxiety, hate. That's why I do these weekly shows, to help you stay centered and peaceful as we walk through this energy. I want to help, and as we walk through this energy, I want to help and support you with my great big flashlight. If you let the energy negatives in, then your own field becomes incoherent, becomes jagged, like static interference on your TV set. Your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system become out of sync. It's all jumbled up and will produce an erratic heart rhythm as well as an incoherent state in your heart center. Then you will affect other people with these energies. This cannot be controlled. We cannot cut off our energy. We cannot cut off our frequency. There is no boundary to it. There's no way the human being knows how to do it. Our mastery comes in here. Yes, I'm calling on our mastery, which would be chapter one of Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. That's the book I wrote, and it's one of my favorite books. So mastery comes in. We're aware of these awful things, but despite them, we remain in a state of positive equilibrium. This is what the great spiritual masters taught through the ages. Think of your heart as a transmitter, because it is. The heart is a transmitter of love, and that's how we affect the collective, and that's how we make a change in the world for the better. The more of us that do this, the more of us that join in that energetic tsunami of light and love, the faster this shift towards a most beautiful world is going to happen. Now, I want to give you a couple of dates that are important this month. On August 21st, Pluto will quincunx the sun, and you can see a power play where somebody in the world will try to throw their power around. I can think of a few people, either in your personal life or in the world at large. It highlights the question, where is the power? Is it coming from individuals or is it coming from top-down structures? This is an energy that has been repeating itself quite often through the 2020s and quite often this year. On August 22nd, Venus squared Jupiter and Leo 15 degrees and Taurus 15 degrees. This can bring in joy, success, abundance, and even love. On August 23rd, Mercury turns retrograde at 21 of Virgo, and by the end of August, we will have 6 planets retrograde. On the 29th of August, Uranus goes retrograde until the 27th of January. There certainly is a lot going on in the world, and it promises not to be dull. But retrograde season is the time to go inward and reflect what has been going on, both in the world and in your own life. How has everything that I believed for myself all these years, how has it worked out for me? Reflect. We may want to shift our actions, our behavior, our belief systems, our frequency, our focus. we may want to make a change, particularly starting at the full equinox in September, going into our eclipse season in October, and when more of the planets begin to move direct. We could gather momentum in a very different direction than where we are now. So be aware of that. We're going in a direction that's going to be long-term. Just trust. Imagine that there's a flame of amber light at the center of your heart. Talk to it. Be aware of it. Dive into the stillness of it. That's a beautiful place to create from. Stillness is magnificent. It brings peace and coherence to our energy field. I want to give you a quote that's been one of my favorites for quite a while. There's a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that's translated through you into action. And because there's only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist in any other medium, and it will be lost, and the world will not have it. That's by a lady named Martha Graham. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun writing and putting it together. And we're going to have a song that I'm dedicating again to a person that passed this last week. His name was Max Wiesen. And the song is "Till the End of Time" by someone named Perry Como. They don't write this kind of music anymore. And then we're going to hear William talk about the moonlight, do the meditation, and finish with Richard. So thank you for listening. And next week, don't forget next week, I'm looking forward to it. I want all of you to call in with your questions. I'll send out the email with the phone number at that time. Looking forward. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. Mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes.
and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.